Even if you don't live in Bucks County, home to Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District, if you have spent any time near a television recently, you've probably heard some negative ads directed at both of the candidates.
Steve Santaciro voted to increase taxes on gas, leaving Pennsylvania with the highest gas taxes in the nation.
And Brian Fitzpatrick supported Donald Trump even after he mocked a disabled reporter.
That's because the 8th District is the only competitive congressional race in our region and one of only a handful in the country. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports on the race and its Republican candidate, former FBI agent Brian Fitzpatrick.
Three out of the last five elections, a Fitzpatrick has won the 8th Congressional District, which covers all of Bucks and a portion of Montgomery County. Now, Republican candidate Brian Fitzpatrick is running to take over the seat his brother Mike is giving up. Throughout the campaign, Democrats like his opponent Steve Santaciro have assailed the Republican Party for trading on the family name.
He wouldn't be running in this race if he were not. If his name were not Brian Fitzpatrick, say it was Brian Wilson, he'd still be living in a beach house in California.
Fitzpatrick, for his part, insists the connection doesn't matter, defining his role as a political outsider based on his career choices and not his relationships.
I don't know how much more of an outsider you can get than when you spend your career arresting corrupt politicians.
You could if your brother weren't the congressman. You would be more of an outsider that way.
Well, I don't think that's really relevant. You know, Mike and I took very different paths in our life. He took the state and local government path. I've taken the national security path.
Still, having a popular Fitzpatrick in various Bucks County offices for the last 20 years can't hurt his chances. On the campaign trail, Brian Fitzpatrick, a former FBI agent, runs hardest on his national security and law enforcement experience. He says his familiarity with those issues will help him craft better federal policy.
The policy side of counterterrorism, of counterintelligence, of cybersecurity, of border security, of immigration reform, which are all components of national security, what better way to make policy than to have actually experienced it and done it?
Fitzpatrick is in his early 40s and trained as an accountant and a lawyer before going into law enforcement. He graduated from the FBI Academy in 2003 and was assigned to Manhattan. There, he says he worked on anti-corruption cases, including one called Operation City Lights, that targeted New York City assemblymen and labor leaders. He also spent 3 or 4 months in Iraq, around 2007, interviewing members of Al-Qaeda. Besides security, Republican leaders in Bucks County say voters care about the economy and their taxes. Fitzpatrick has railed against ballooning national debt and how Congress spends its money.
The generic default rule must be that you can only spend what you take in. The only way you can get there, realistically, is by implementing zero-based budgeting, where every single agency will justify every single line item from the ground up.
These ideas are popular with some in the Republican Party. In recent years, the Senate has voted on, but not passed, various balanced budget amendments, which would require the U.S. to only spend what it takes in every year. Critics say they would limit the federal government's ability to stimulate the economy through spending. As for zero-based budgeting, President Jimmy Carter tried that back in the 1970s, but ended up ditching it at the federal level. On non-economic issues, Fitzpatrick presents as somewhat moderate. He says he supports same-sex marriage and protecting the environment. However, early in his campaign, he said during a debate that he would vote to defund Planned Parenthood.
Yes, I would vote and will vote to defund Planned Parenthood. Absolutely. If what we've all seen on television wasn't enough, a reason that other people aren't even considering, Planned Parenthood spends quite a bit of money on politics.
For that reason, he told WHYY he doesn't like that the group receives federal funding. In the last few weeks, the 8th district race has tightened, and people close to both sides say the seat's within reach for either candidate. At a recent debate, Bucks County Community College student and third-party enthusiast Noor Takadeen says he's impressed by the level of conversation among local candidates.
They were good, and I actually thought Brian Fitzpatrick did better or equal to Steve. However, when he brought up the Israel part, you know, I kind of disagreed.
The Israel part was Fitzpatrick touting Israel's use of surveillance and offense in the West Bank. He says the U.S. needs a similar setup along its southern border. Takadeen, who supported Bernie Sanders in the presidential primary, says he's still undecided on which congressional candidate deserves his vote. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.